And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. Authorities have identified the suspect from the Temple Israel incident in West Bloomfield Township. Officials said Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, 41, a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Lebanon, drove into the Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township before being shot and killed by security personnel. The incident occurred while approximately 140 people, including 106 children, and more than 30 staff members were inside the synagogue, according to temple officials. No worshippers were injured during the attack. However, authorities said a security officer was struck by the vehicle and briefly lost consciousness, though the injuries were not considered life-threatening. About 30 law enforcement officers were treated for smoke inhalation after the vehicle caught fire inside the building. The FBI is leading the investigation and described the incident as an act of violence targeting the Jewish community. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and U.S. Senator Alyssa Slotkin praised the synagogue security team during a Friday news conference, crediting their quick response with preventing a potentially far more serious tragedy. If they had not done their jobs nearly perfectly, we could be talking about a devastating loss of life, Slotkin said. Whitmer also condemned the attack and called for a reduction in heated rhetoric amid rising concerns about anti-Semitism. The children in the school are 5 years old and younger, Whitmer said. Targeting babies because they are Jewish is anti-Semitism at its absolute worst. Authorities said Ghazali immigrated to the United States in 2011 on a spousal visa and became a U.S. citizen in 2016, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Investigators are also examining possible connections between the attacks and events overseas. Officials said four of Ghazali's relatives were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon on March 5th, according to reports from Lebanese authorities. Inside the synagogue, staff members said the crash created a chaotic scene. And while that chaotic scene was ongoing, there was a local business that was helping. Staff members at a nearby cafe quickly stepped in to help those that were affected by this attack. As police cars, fire trucks, and ambulances rushed to the synagogue following the incident, workers at Soul Cafe, located just a few blocks away, began preparing food for families and first responders coming from the area. Inside the cafe, employees shifted into action as that situation unfolded. The lunch rush was ending, and the oven was still hot, so staff began baking pizzas, including cheese, mushroom, margarita, while also gathering drinks and pastries to distribute to those impacted by the incident. Workers removed items from the cafe's pastry display and replaced them with bottled drinks before loading food and supplies onto a cart. The cafe's 26-year-old chef, Zeb Vercel, said, "We had staff. We had time. We had something, or we had to do something, and we knew there was a need." The food was later delivered to the nearby Shenandoah Country Club, where families were being reunited with children who had been relocated from the Early Childhood Learning Center inside of Temple Israel. Soul Cafe operates as part of the Friendship Circle, a West Bloomfield nonprofit that provides support and services for individuals with disabilities and their families. The organization assists roughly 3,000 people, and even some of the cafe's employees themselves have special needs. In addition to the pizzas, staff also baked chocolate chip cookies and prepared drinks for those gathered nearby. "We did what we could fast. There wasn't much discussion about what to do. It just happened," Vercel said. Later in that afternoon, Rabbi Benny Greenwald, director of the Daniel B. Sobel Friendship House, another program within the Friendship Circle that supports individuals in recovery from substance use, had returned the now empty supply cart to the cafe after helping distribute the food. Greenwald said that in the wake of such a frightening event, small acts of compassion can make all the difference. The investigators will do their work. The justice system will do its part, he said. For the rest of us, it's about adding some goodness and kindness wherever we can. Greenwald said he hoped the simple gesture of providing some food helped bring some comfort to families and first responders dealing with the shock of the incident. Unfortunately, the Jewish community is familiar with persecution, he said. But we're resilient, and we believe that kindness and love ultimately prevail, and that a little light can push back the darkness. And with that little bit of good news coming out of a bad situation, we're going to go over to our sponsor real quick, Bayport State Bank, a brief PSA, and we'll be right back.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
All right, son, time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.